Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile.
With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to another episode of
Legends Only.
My name is T. Kyle.
And I'm Bradley.
And you're sick.
Exposed.
And this is your weekly pop culture podcast where we talk about
Legends Only. Yeah. We're it here happens. In spirit. It happens. A very remote episode of Legends Only, but we power through things here.
We do. Also,
pandemics, whatever.
I literally get PTSD when we do this.
Oh, God. No, it's fine. This is not going to be for 2 years.
I'm like, I'm like, fine. I'm like, okay, sure. We can do it remote again.
Let's do it live. Yeah, no, it's fine. This happens. And you know what? We're going to have to do it a lot this year. We're both traveling.
Yeah.
This is what booked and busy drag queens do.
Je sois T. Kyle. Look at that.
Mm-hmm. Somebody's been doing their, I was going to call it Bumble, but it's not Bumble.
It's not sponsored. Duolingo.
Dula peep lingo.
Yeah. I've been like slaying my quizzes.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah, Je suis désolé. Do you know that one?
And that's a song, but I don't know what it means.
I'm sorry. I learned that from Madonna.
Oh.
Je suis désolé. Slay. You'll be having to say that a lot, I'm sure.
Anyway, it is Monday. We would like to start off this episode by congratulating anyone that won a Grammy.
Anyone who's ever written a book or won a Grammy.
Yeah, every single year on Legends Only, if you know, you know, we have to record before these like Sunday night shows. Mm-hmm. And because Bradley, for his job, covers the show. So, yeah, whoever won, congratulations. And if I'm unhappy with your loss, okay.
You'll hear about it.
Yeah. I hope Fred again won. I hope Victoria Monet won. I hope SZA won. We'll see.
Yeah, Kylie, you looked beautiful. Congratulations on your win in the best dance category.
Slay. Oh, one thing we did not miss, though, was the weekend of parties. We've seen photos and videos.
Oh, yes.
And probably the most important update for everyone is that Bebe Rexha met Cher.
I mean, collaboration when?
This is a potential mother.
This is so essential. She's going to do Dolly, Cher. She's just, oh my God. Yeah, she needs to absolutely do something with Cher. She would. She'll, hopefully.
I hope.
Oh my God.
She would be able to write a good bop for Cher.
One of the most premier artists of our time and Cher.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
DJ play a Christmas song.
For 50 fucking weeks. Literally. All day long.
For 50 fucking weeks.
Literally.
But
I hope that happens.
We'll see.
We shall see.
But we want to kick off this week. It is a Monday. And there was an incident last week that took over pop culture by storm all week long. And it was Elmo's tweet. Elmo tweeted, "Elmo is just checking in. How is everybody doing?" Which is a good Monday tweet.
I'll tell you, not well, bitch. Yeah.
Literally, Brad is unwell.
Yeah, this seemingly innocuous tweet resulted in the most epic trauma dump of 2024 thus far.
Possibly in all of Twitter history.
Yes. People are not okay.
And they let Elmo know.
And while it's okay not to be okay,
oh,
you could keep some things to yourself when it comes to Elmo. Because that little furry creature could not handle all that heat.
No. But what really made this funny, so there was over 50,000 trauma dumps, they said, the engagements. And then Elmo...
Not 50,000 dumps.
Yeah. Oh, God. Some of you are probably experiencing that on this cruise. Oh, did you... By the way, this is a side note.
The bear party?
The person who shit in the pool?
The person who shit in the pool, they had to evacuate the bear party.
Someone's like driving to work right now and they're like, what?
This is not good Monday morning banter.
I saw that yesterday and I was like, oh.
They're gathering around the water cooler and Susie and Debbie are like, did you hear about the bear who shit in the pool?
God. And you did it at my bear party.
50,000 cases of pink eye at the bear party.
No. Just checking in. How's everybody doing?
Yeah.
Oh, anyway.
Yeah, that was... that's unfortunate.
Okay, so back to Elmo. So the funniest part of this for me was Elmo went on the Today Show to talk about this moment and was joined by his dad, which I didn't know that Elmo had, like, a dad.
I don't think I knew that either. Is that meant to be the puppeteer?
No, it's like a literal, like, it's like a character.
Oh.
It's like Elmo's, I don't know what his name is, but he brought Elmo to the Today Show and said, oh, I run his Twitter for him because he's only three and he can't read.
He's aging so slowly.
So they really leaned into this like idea that Elmo is only three and doesn't read. So he just hopes that everyone's okay. And it's on the Today Show's YouTube. It's really funny. And it was...
Yeah, he did a press tour out of this. Yeah. I feel like I saw him do it at another show, and it almost made me emotional, because he was like, you know, it's Elmo's... You have to express how you feel. and then he taught belly breathing. Did you see it?
Yeah. Honestly, all jokes aside, Sesame Street is so ahead of its time.
So good. So good for teaching big themes and complex human emotions to kids.
Yes. And they're inclusive and they're diverse inclusive. And it's nice.
I know. They always, thank God they're still around. And unfortunately, you know, they have to bear the brunt of our psychological trauma sometimes. But
yeah. There was also another, I'm just going to keep calling it Twitter. I don't care. Fuck X.
Yeah, fuck X.
But someone else tweeted and said, 3.5 years old with 40 years of work experience and a massive social media presence, the ideal entry-level candidate for corporate America. That's really in response funny. To Elmo.
It's true. Oh my God. What are the labor laws for that? That feels irresponsible. He shouldn't be working.
He's a puppet. He's made out of plastic.
He's He's got a hand up his ass. He's fine.
Hopefully someone
typical
at that
weekend
pool party.
For some of you.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Yeah, this was hilarious. And we do hope that everyone's doing okay this week.
We sure do. Hopefully you're definitely okay after the results of the Grammys and there's no, like, flipping of cars and setting cities ablaze as a result when Taylor wins Album of the Year.
Ugh. Whatever. More on her later. Well, speaking of singers, there was a big reveal this week on The Masked Singer in the UK.
Which I don't want to say we manifest things. I don't want to say you're responsible for this, but what else can I say?
It's very ironic.
Yes, it's very Nostradamus of you. You had a whole idea, a concept, and we didn't fully get that concept. But we came pretty close.
We came really close. And there's a layer to this that is also added on.
Yeah.
So Melody Thornton from the Pussycat Dolls was on The Masked Singer in front of Rita Ora dressed as a maypole. What is the fucking obsession with goddamn Midsommar on this planet? Why is everyone a maypole walking around with their little fucking flower headbands?
I have to say, it's been a thing before that horror movie. It's just It happened to hit you at the wrong time.
That's what she was. She was. Isn't that what that is?
Yeah, like a maypole. Yeah, oh, she was.
The layers to this.
Well, she, and apparently she was a favorite. She was performing, I don't know what, but she got eliminated.
Wasn't react.
And had to unmask in front of Rita Ora. And I loved everyone's like, oh, reaction. Like, did you know that?
There's the girl who sings that one line. Whoa, whoa, whoa.
The only thing is that she is more popular in the UK, so there's possibly a glimmer of hope that they knew, because she is like a TV host and things like that, but pretty obscure.
Yeah, this is wild.
This was wild.
To this.
You did want this to happen in front of Nicole and there to be some sort of like an ambush.
Oh, it would have been such a moment if they did this in the US. She still could.
She still could.
I mean, you just have to put on a different mask.
One mask, and then all of a sudden the other people come out, unmask, it's Carmeet, unmask Kimberly.
The concept is there.
It's there. How about that? What you think about that?
Wait, let's put another twist on that idea, though, because we did put that out into the universe last year, I think. What if they all started pulling off their masks, but then Nicole got up from the judges' stand, grabbed a mic, and joined them, and that's how they reunited?
Like,
you thought that it was like a goop.
Yes.
But then she's like, oh, let me get up there.
I mean, that would be the dream. And then Robin Anton would be there with a cease and desist.
They would all dress up as
with a manila folder. Yeah.
It's Carmeet as a manila folder.
Oh, you thought you served? I'll show you serving.
Well, Melody wasn't our only fave out there performing this Mm-mm. week. Demi Lovato made a choice this week, performing Heart Attack in front of heart attack survivors.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's not...
Exactly that. I think this is incredible.
It's camp. It's so camp.
It's camp. It is... The only thing better would have been if she performed after that. Give your heart a break.
Like, it was all there.
We needed the heart attack, give your heart a break, like, resolution there. Yeah, this is, I mean, I've always said it. It's got one of my favorite bridges in pop history anyway. Like, I love this song. Also, give your heart a break, actually, now that I think about it. Her heart songs are really good. So if you're going to have Demi Lovato perform, I don't care what it's for, it's got to have heart attack.
A bop.
A bop is a bop. And, you know, I'm glad that people were able to appreciate her artistry, defibrillate process.
What? Did you see when she went, like, up into the audience and, like, put the mic out?
Yeah, because she was like, you girl, you know yeah, about this girl.
I think I have a hot. And then they're like, yes.
This was the headlines that ran rampant, and then she had to make a statement. It's a whole thing.
It's camp. I think it's so funny. I live for it.
Same. Did you see her statement?
No.
Oh, she had to like speak out.
Is it a notes app or is it a?
No, I don't think it was a. I don't think it was a notes app, but she had to make a full statement. It's hard because when you search Demi Lovato's statement, there are so many.
Yeah, I was like the sugar cookies.
From the Froyo. Releasing a statement, it read, "It was a sensitive moment intended to champion the women in the room, the very reason why Demi was at the event. She did open with a beautiful intro on why she chose the song and addressed the room talking about the mind and heart connection. It was actually a beautiful moment," a rep says.
Okay.
I support it. Oh, and then... Our friend Adam had a tweet about this as well that was brilliant. What he said, I can't wait for Shakira and Rihanna to perform Can't Remember to Forget You at the Alzheimer's event.
Wait, what? That's camp two.
Hey, book these queens.
Enough jokes about heart attacks, though. I'm nervous that karma's going to get me.
Yeah.
I've been warned.
Let's not, you know. Yes. Yeah. I already got bit from listening to Cold as Fire demo too many times, I guess, this weekend or something.
Well, the 18s are back. The much-awaited reunion happened at Melfast Fest.
Oh, my God.
Fast,
yes.
I don't know.
Melody Festivalen, or Melfast, I think is the short version. In any case, yes, we talked about this a few weeks ago. 18s launched an official social account, then there became rumblings, and then all of a sudden there was a news release that they would be performing at the Swedish qualifying competition for Eurovision, which is Melfest. Lo and behold, they did a press conference, and they performed a perfect five-minute medley that honestly was way better than it had any business of being.
Agreed.
25 years out of the game. Well, not out of the game, but like since 2003, I think was the last album. They should have been out of practice. They should have, I can't believe that they got it together in this way. They all looked great. The guys look hot. They're like fully in father mode. Sarah is 6 or 7 months pregnant. And Marie literally looks like she has never stopped being a pop star a day in her life. She was absolutely serving. I thought this was such a fantastic performance, and it could have been like kind of embarrassing.
Know what I realized as I was writing the doc out for today?
Oh no, what?
You can't have 18s without eight. It's literally 18s. And I was like, yes, they did.
And
when
they went
into Upside Down.
Oh, the mixing.
The mixing. It was so classic medley performance.
We love a dramatic silhouette open. That's always going to get me. You see each member, boom, love it. Two originals, two ABBA, like a perfect representation of what they were doing. And now, honestly, you know, when this was announced, I was like, it's fine. Re-release the vinyls. Like, I'm sure, like, one performance, cool. But now I'm like, actually tour, and you could do an album. I was very surprised. They could be adults now, yeah. And tour.
It would be a fun show to go to. Like, the whole audience was living for this.
Oh my God, yes. And I think because you have Venga Boys, Aqua, now S Club touring, there's really no reason why they can't tour. There's such a nostalgia market. But I would do like a couple
tour.
Of 90s, 2000 night, Y2K night, whatever. I would live. I did not expect it to come that hard. It looked like a K-pop stage comeback. It was really tight. And they were doing the original like Wade Robson choreo. Like, oh my God.
They should do, not that I should give them the idea, but like MTV TRL should do like, oh. You could do a themed, anyway, I'm not going to give the idea out, but yeah.
It's basically like that Lovers and Friends Festival in Vegas, except conceptualize it a little differently as a tour and not so many people at the same time, because that festival sounds like a slight scheduling nightmare, but totally. There could be like a Class of 2000 TRL tour.
There could be an MC that's like, I think I'm inspired because I just saw Bob open for Madonna.
Oh, but yeah.
Like, because you know old school MTV, how you would go into Times Square and you would look up at the window and the VJs mm-hmm. would be in the window. You could play off of like the set of like old school MTV. It's Countdown, making the video.
I like that idea.
Like, oh, and you could just bring people in and out and it's like, oh, here's our countdown of the, anyway.
Oh my God. There's a whole concept there. Yeah. I see what you're saying.
My unemployed ass is literally, yeah, right? I'm pitching myself out again, but.
Well, it's a great idea. I totally see the vision, but I do think after seeing this performance, my mind has completely changed. I'm like, actually, you all look like fantastic, killing it. I don't see why not. I don't think it has to end here. And honestly, they barely scratched the surface of doing original music. Who can say in this day and age? When you've got Murder on the Dance Floor charting again, like
number two again, wasn't it this week?
Number two in the UK. The UK needs to get it together and get it to number one already.
There was a drag performance that I saw on TikTok. It's like made its way all through.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. It was a little edgy. I don't know if the girls here would get it, but it was like the drag queen just laid on the floor for the entire yeah. chorus and had yeah. someone draw a chalk line around them oh, as they just laid on good. The floor. They didn't even move. And it was like so campy.
Anyway, I love that, actually.
That's a very specific sense of humor. Some of the girls might not.
No, that's great.
Yeah. That's drag, okay?
That is drag. No, absolutely.
Well, in other New York City news, we had another tweet that also had the girls raging. Chloe, I don't know how to pronounce this because I don't know who this is. Chloe oh my God. Sevigny.
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 Sevigny. Sevigny.
Now that I've been learning French, I am having trouble reading. Like, because everything is pronounced differently.
Uh-huh.
I now understand why Dux Moy is Dumois.
Oh my God, you're learning.
Like, I'm getting it now.
Yeah.
But anywho.
Well, actually, I don't know what the origin of Sevigny is. It might be French. I'm actually not sure. But she is like an it girl socialite. She was also in a lot of different shows. She's like, I would actually say Julia Fox.
Oh.
You know, I would say earlier Julia Fox is like okay, a good. Yeah. But like, she was like a model. Oh, mother's Polish American, father's French Canadian. So yes, French Canadian. So it's French.
Slay. Well, she has a quote.
She was in a big show, which you should check out sometime. Big Love. Oh. It was like the Mormon HBO show.
I'm going to have to look that one up. I'll get back to you guys in 15 years.
Yeah.
Anyway, there's a quote of hers that is going around where she said, "The athleisure and the dogs are taking over, and that's really unfortunate. Everybody's in Lululemon and has a fucking dog, and it's driving me crazy. I'm sorry, dog lovers. There are too many of you." Talking about New York City. What do we think? Are there too many dogs in New York City?
I don't think.
No, I'm like, what?
I did love the athleisure drag.
Yes, that is true.
I feel like, as I'm sitting here in a tank top, I don't know that there are too many dogs in the city, but I do ultimately live for Chloe's assessment because, oh, and you have to check out Drew Drogi's parody series. He has a character, Chloe. That's Chloe Sevigny.
Oh.
Maybe you've seen this character online, but inspired by her. But yes, it's very like pretentious, Gwyneth Paltrow Goop style. So she's not so much Julia Fox, is she more like Gwyneth-y?
Does she live on the Upper East Side?
Oh, I don't know where she lives at the moment, but yeah,
it's giving probably. East Side vibes.
It's giving
East Side energy.
But I am obsessed with her assessment. She's sort of like she reads the temperature of the city at random. She's almost like the groundhog that we will be discussing later.
Gotcha.
But yeah. I have
a hot take with dogs. We need to stop taking them everywhere.
We do.
I don't think that there's too many dogs, but like, yeah.
I think that they are not always portable.
Right.
Drag them.
Yeah, like if I'm in a restaurant, why do we need the dogs there? You know what I'm saying?
I get it. And maybe that's what happened. She probably had an incident at the Smith, and now she's mad.
Her cocker spaniel started humping my leg, and I'm trying to have a cheeseburger.
All over my Alaya.
My Lululemon leggings, they're ruined. On the subject of animals, though, Flacco, our mascot here in New York, the owl that broke free. This is the part when it's officially celebrating 1 year of freedom in the city.
That is incredible that it's been a year already.
Yeah. She's thriving.
Have there been sightings?
And there's a good Gothamist piece out, which shout out to the Gothamist. We love any blog that's still going. I want to shout out because...
Oh, yeah. We love the Gothamist.
Yeah. And they did a profile with a photographer that has been capturing Flacco.
Oh, I see.
So it's like very, you know, he's kind of like a national treasure here in New York.
He really is. 13-year old owl.
Yeah.
I feel like he's up there. Wow. He's had a lot of life already. Good for him for traveling.
And now he's free.
Yeah. What a success.
We love.
Well, you know who might have caught a glimpse of Flacco in the air?
Okay.
Oh, everybody's doing it.
Could you imagine if we had Luann on and I would not be able to stop laughing?
No, you really wouldn't.
Well, Countess Luann.
She was on something.
National landmark. National treasure visited a national. Is the Empire State Building a national landmark?
I think so.
I think it is, right? Like, everyone knows what the Empire State Building is.
Yeah.
Right? Like, Empire State of Mind. Anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Luann.
Little mama.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Luann went to the top of the Empire State Building.
Iconic people in iconic places.
Literally. And I believe she was there to announce the report about the rat that does the shadow to see if it's going to be an early spring or not. I think that's what the announcement was. It was like Luann's coming to the Empire State Building to tell everyone if it's going to be an early spring or not.
Puxatawny Phil.
Okay, so can I tell everyone about Puxatawny?
Puxatawny.
Every time I see that word, I hear Puakani by Nicole Scherzinger. Like, that's what it reads to me. It's like a big word that is confusing, and I immediately think Puakani.
You know, the success rate of her solo career and this Groundhog's prediction success rate are kind of the same.
Oh, Brad.
39%.
Oh, my God. I think it's too high. So Luann did officially announce that we're getting an early spring, but like, I feel like anyone could be able to tell you that because climate change.
Yeah, exactly. Although I think they predicted winter the past few years. I could be wrong.
Oh, what, did the rat see its shadow?
Yes. I think that's, if you see your shadow, that means it's sunny. So I think that means early spring.
I don't know. I think that's how it works.
He did not see his shadow on Friday morning, which means we're in for an early spring, which to me, how does that work? Because I thought if it's sunny, that would imply a shadow.
Doesn't make any sense, does it?
Prior to 2024, the groundhog has seen a shadow 107 times and not seen it 20 times.
That's how old it is? No.
Well, he's got a long lineage.
Oh.
He's got a family. And de Blasio dropped him once, I think.
Oh.
Yeah, Groundhog's Day was 10 years since Bill de Blasio dropped Staten Island Chuck.
What? They have different names?
Yes.
There's like a whole rat brigade.
Whole rat brigade. When they're not working at Joanne's, they're predicting the weather.
It's going to be a hot one.
He was visiting Staten Island Zoo to celebrate Groundhog Day in 2014. When they handed over the rodent, but the anxious animal squirreled out and plummeted to the ground, and then he had died.
It's going to be an early spring.
Well, this time I believe that it's correct, because it does feel like we're heading there pretty soon.
Yeah. Well, we'll see if Luann's prediction was correct.
Honestly, yeah, that's... we'll have to see. Puxatawny Phil and his ancestors have an accuracy rate of 39%, going back to 1887. To which Keon tweeted, "They need to be fired. The whole family don't know nothing."
Yeah. I just, you know, who thought that...
It's one of our weirdest traditions, for sure.
Yeah.
It's like some farmer's almanac shit.
Oh, but that is, like, true, though.
I know, but that's, like...
Anyway.
It keeps them employed. You know what? In this gig economy...
Yeah.
Let him keep the job.
Well, speaking of Luann, she did do her shows here in New York.
Oh, my God. That's right at... what is it called? Not Studio 54.
I always call it Studio 54, but it's, like... I think it's not Five Below. Something like 50, below, something below. I don't know. I wasn't offered a complimentary ticket. I'll just say that. But so I didn't go.
Oh, yeah, it's 54 below. That's why we think it's Studio 54.
Oh, slay. But I did get a DM and a video from a listener. And Luann did talk about Keep on Serving and the making of it and how she did the cameo. And I'll insert the audio here.
So I say it and I just keep on serving food, and then I giggle and I go, okay, I did it. And she was like, and it became a thing. In fact, it became a thing. It's a song now.
It's a remix.
It's a remix. You guys have to look for it. It's, I wish we had the DVD because you guys would love it. Keep on serving, keep on serving. What's the 2-part question?
But yeah, we'll see if she adds it in to the full mix because. You know, there were conversations that happened.
The story's not over.
There were stems sent.
Stems, darling.
I felt very official. I was like, oh, I have stems that I can send.
When they leak on T. Kyle Brazil.
I swear they're just going to pop up on Spotify one day.
Absolutely.
But yeah, while Luann was strutting around stage in her top hat, giving us fashion, some other girls Giovanni. Were serving this week.
That's right.
I think it's time for a little segment that we like to call
High Fashion. So editorial.
Guys, this is awesome.
This is a billboard.
This is super high fashion.
Oh my God, that's so high fashion.
So high fashion.
Xena is back in Vegas for the next.
The woman that you are.
The Dirty Chanteuse is on the cover of Vegas Magazine.
Yes, she is hitting that high note or whatever the title was. Someone replied to my post. I posted the cover and they were like, the high note is just screaming.
Well, you know, art is subjective, so.
Art is subjective. She looked fantastic. She's been posting some videos lately. The show looks so good.
Yeah, she changed up the hair.
She changed up the hair. Yes. I need to see this show.
Didn't she also tease new music? Like a new album?
So.
Yeah.
I believe.
Ugh. Can't come soon enough.
Which would be very unlike her. She's never teased anything for 6 to 7 years before.
Yeah. It feels like it's time, though.
I know. She said, it's really fueling my creativity. I've been working on experimenting with new sounds and writing. A lot has happened over the last 6 years. I'm so excited to share it all in the next album.
There you go.
There you go.
And you know what? Yes. It might flop. And then in 10 years, we're going to be like, it's going to be all these people that she was ahead of her time with, is my prediction.
Exactly. Exactly.
I could see her working with Shy Girl and...
Oh, yes. Oh, my God.
Who else?
Oh, my God.
That's the first person I think of. It's like, I could see her working with Shy Girl.
Totally. I feel like she would totally be inspired by that whole group. Like, Earth Eater, Shy Girl, Lord Lola. Oh, my God. It would be a gag if she worked with Lola.
Cobra.
Just that whole... Cobra, that whole collective. I definitely think she's all sorts of obsessed with Cobra. I feel like she must be. Well, we'll see, but she's got taste, so I'm sure she's looking at the new girls, the newcomers, and doing some calculations in her mind.
We will see. Also, shout out to Toni Braxton, a legend, is going to Vegas
so
with the
excited.
Show with Cedric the Entertainer, and it's called Love and Laughter.
Love and live, laugh, love a bit. I don't need the laughs. I just needed her. But
yeah, I think it's a cute concept for like
it
a
is
couple,
a cute concept.
Right? Like a date night.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean? Like if your man wants to go for the comedy, is not really feeling the, you know, unbreak my heart moment, but then you
right.
can get your life. I feel like it's a fun idea.
She's kind of a genius for this one because you're going to be able to get the gays that want to see Toni, but the straights who want to see Cedric, like that's kind of a genius move in my opinion.
Yeah, and then it sets the mood.
Yeah, a sexy time. Definitely, it'll be very couples heavy. Yeah, I know. Now I guess we really do need to get back to Vegas. I got to see this Xtina. Whatever else is coming down the pipeline.
Yeah, the Sphere.
Toni remains one of my favorite voices ever, and I have to see this. I have to see her.
We
it seems like they're like stretching it out
for a Toni song soon. I feel.
Oh,
feels time.
God. Long as I live. I don't know. There could be a million. There could be 100 Toni songs in the room. You just need one to be interpolated by Ava Max.
I'll do some digging.
Yeah.
Like an unexpected one would be fun.
Yes.
Well, in other fashion news, we have a new show from Julia Fox coming out on E! Not sponsored. Called,
oh my God.
Literally called OMG Fashion.
Fashion.
Spelled incorrectly. Or I just.
Yes.
Did someone typo that? And did I typo that? Or is that how it's.
No, no, no. It's like, that's like the like fun way to spell it.
Oh.
A fun
we
way
love
to spell it,
I SEO.
Should
say.
You know, it yeah, it would help with SEO.
Yeah. But yeah, I'm curious to see what this will be. But obviously a great pick.
May 6th on E!, your new fave design competition show.
Oh.
So there's a competition element to it.
Project Runway's shaking.
And La Roche is featured in the teaser.
Yeah.
Coming to scalp some bitches as he did on Legendary. That's exciting.
Yeah, I'm excited to see what this will be.
Yeah, I don't know. They're still, you know, they could be trying to snatch Project Runway's wig a bit or whatever it is. I'm excited for this move for her.
Same. Feels I right. feel like we'll get a lot of sound bites and memes that will be funny.
Yeah, actually, yes, totally. It's described as, in each episode, three contestants are challenged to create a boundary-breaking look born of Fox's beautifully bold brain, using materials and techniques that would make fashion's so-called gatekeepers squirm. Julia La Roche and a rotating expert guest judge will then select the winner, who receives $10,000 and gets their garment modeled by Julia Fox.
Oh, wait, I kind of like that.
Me too.
So it's not like a full competition. It's like,
yeah, it seems
it's
like
kind of
there's
like
not
the baking
one winner.
Shows where it's like mm-hmm. three new people every time.
Yes.
Interesting.
I like her statement. Being the most stylish in the room doesn't require breaking the bank. All it takes is creativity and a dash of confidence.
That's true. She rocked those maple leaves that one time.
Cool. This is very true to her sensibility, and it's probably going to produce memes.
I also wonder, with her being on E! And dipping into the TV world, if she would do a Housewives.
Yeah, I mean, they've been screaming that for a while now, that she needs to be... They wanted her on the reboot.
I don't know if they did.
Well, the people did. Like, that was a big...
Oh, yeah, the audience did.
Yeah, yeah, maybe.
Well, shall we pull out our phones for our next segment? I think it's time for a little TikTok talk. So, James Charles recreated that Mua look that we talked about last week in high fashion for a TikTok tutorial.
Oh, she did, and so did everybody else.
Yeah, the brats
tell you that much.
Did it. It really did take over.
It completely took over the FYP. The Margiela, Maison Margiela, Pat McGrath, glass skin look is like the big new thing for sure. And every Mua went wild recreating it, I guess, including James Charles. I did not personally see this. How did she do?
The first try flopped, and then I think he redid it, and yeah.
Nice. Well, I do think this caused a panic, as did the, recent Marc Jacobs show, actually, which had the girls looking sort of like very oversized outfits, kind of looking like Barbie dolls a little bit, big buttons. It was very cool. Once again, I saw fashion TikTok getting a little shook by that show. Seems like some of these couture and whatever shows are actually causing a bit of a panic in the industry.
Is fashion back?
Fashion might be back.
What? Is fashion back?
Oh, is God. Fashion back?
Fashion.
It
fashion
might be.
On the runway. I think it's... What were we talking about on the live chat with the icons? Abercrombie.
Uh-huh.
Weren't we discussing how they were like kind of serving lately?
Yes.
Okay, so I went on a walk the other day, and I walked down Fifth Ave, and obviously there's like an Abercrombie there, not sponsored, and the clothes were like kind of cool. Like, it was very, I'm like, oh.
Very interesting. I think that they have completely recontextualized what Abercrombie is, although you can still smell Abercrombie when you go in. Like, it still smells like Abercrombie.
I did not go in, but...
Times are changing. If you want to check out that Marc Jacobs show I was talking about, it's called Wonder.
Oh.
Chloe Sevigny was there, of course. Dakota Fanning, Debbie Harry. And yeah, really cool, cool looks, very oversized. I could see some of the girls wearing this for magazine photo shoots.
Huh. It would be fun to do music for a fashion show.
Oh, yeah. Something like basically making a cheerleading mix.
Literally.
Yeah.
Also this week, I want to give a shout out to this week's episode of Very Delta.
Oh, God.
Which
every week.
Has already made multiple TikTok sounds and clips.
Oh, yeah.
This mm-hmm. episode was so fucking funny. It is with Lux Noir London.
Mm-hmm.
She goes on another. Fashion. Oh, yes. Lux was giving fashion with this, the red.
Yes.
Delta went on another vibes rant that was so funny. I will never get tired of it.
You're giving purple wig vibes.
It's so funny.
She's like, vibes represent the essence of something, not the physical thing that already exists.
Yeah.
I love it. I love that she actually did it a second time. Like, the same issue. She fries the small fish. That's what she says.
Yeah. It was such a good
episode. That fish is fried.
Literally, I watched this episode 3 times already.
Yeah, it's really good. I also enjoyed Lux and Delta very relatably discussing when people reply to your DMs with, like, flyers. And they're like, where is this? Just read the flyer. It says it right on there. And they were like, there are stupid questions, actually.
Yeah.
I'm not going to call anybody out, but also when I posted the A-Teens comeback, not only did I post my write-up of it and then the link to the video in the next slide, the amount of people who replied, where can I watch this, was shocking. Like, not only did I obviously put it on my site, but also I posted a clip of it that you could then link.
No, I feel you on this pet peeve. This week, one of my pet peeves, since on the subject of Very Delta, hear me out on this. When people will text me a question that they can Google.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
They text me something that is so easily Googleable, right?
Yes.
Which that's not the problem. Okay. Because whatever, like, anyway, I will then go and do the work for this person.
Yes.
I will go and get them the answer that they need. I'll go above and beyond to get, like, any additional information that they may be looking for that could guide them into finding the answer that they are texting me about. I go and do this, and then you don't text me and say thank you.
Oh,
you don't say,
that,
wow, thank you so much. I really appreciate you helping me with that.
No,
so
absolutely.
It's like, one,
that happens.
You could have Googled this by yourself.
Yes.
But I, being the people pleaser that I am, I went and did it for you.
Mm-hmm.
Sent you all the information, and then you literally didn't say anything back.
You did it on my birthday dinner.
Drives me up a fucking wall.
And let me also say, when I post a TikTok and it clearly says the name, flashes up there, the amount of people who reply,
Can you send me this?
How do you think I found it?
Yeah.
I looked up, I fucking searched the name and downloaded it.
Screen record it. Ugh. What else?
You couldn't catch me sliding into somebody's DMs, especially a stranger, being like, can you send me this, babes? I actually can't. I cannot bring myself to hit that photo button and go to my most recent videos and send it. It's too much effort.
Yeah.
I'm done.
Ugh. I know. Like, I organized my meme folder for a reason. If I can do it, you can do it.
Yeah. We need some of those skills honed.
Yeah.
Babe.
I know, I did think about the flyer, because I'm designing one for Jonna Lee.
Oh,
yeah. Which, you know, we'll shout out what it is soon. You guys will see it. But I literally made the date so gigantic on the bottom because I was thinking of this interview on Very Delta.
And it won't matter. That's the saddest part.
It is the biggest piece on the flyer, the date.
Yep.
So
yeah.
I did that on purpose. Anyway, more on that later.
So many people, even when I posted from Well Yes, they were like, oh, you didn't tell me you have an event. It's just like, truly, people.
Girl, you posted that 5 times.
It's crazy. Every time I think I'm being too much on the internet or too annoying with self-promotion, I'm like, oh, nobody's seeing it. Nobody's internalized this information at all.
Yeah.
Shout out to the ones who do.
It's giving Well Yes vibes.
It is. What is this event? It's kind of giving Well Yes.
Yeah. This segment is really giving TikTok vibes. You know? Anywho, on the subject of TikTok, UMG has pulled all of their music off of TikTok. They warned, and then they did it. So now
they did it.
All of Taylor's music is gone. Who else?
Slater's. Because Slater responded to it, I saw, and she was like, I don't care, really.
She was really, she did a good job, like, turning it around.
She was funny, yeah.
Ariana.
Yeah, a lot of K-pop, a lot, honestly. So,
how do we feel about this?
Well, I kind of feel like it's only going to last a week. That's the thing. I feel like they'll come to the table again and renegotiate, because I think it's too much of a loss to truly abandon. I don't know. I think that, well, that is my ultimate take. Like, I just don't believe that this is, like, for good.
Yeah. Watch they, like, reinstate it tomorrow.
Yeah, exactly. Like, I think it's too much of a chunk of the industry that it would be silly. And I think this has happened before with, like, other platforms, maybe Instagram Music or something, where it goes away for a few days and then they come back to the table and negotiate again or something. I feel like that.
There's a lot of Rihanna songs not on Instagram Music.
I know.
Drives me crazy.
Insane. But yeah, I don't know. I feel bad for the people whose livelihood is choreography, actually, that I feel bad about. A lot of their performances are muted. That sucks. Like dance tutorial, that kind of stuff. I feel bad for the people whose wedding videos are muted. That's really sad.
Oh, yeah. Oh, for like anyone who doesn't use TikTok. So essentially what happened is like Universal Music Group, all their artists, all the audios that people have used in their videos for years now is all muted. So it didn't like delete people's videos. It just mutes the audio of the song out of everyone's videos. Because I know a lot of people don't use TikTok, but...
Yeah, and so you've got Taylor taken off, Drake taken off, just a ton. It probably won't last forever. A lot of people have concluded, but they were unable to reach a new agreement. They had heated exchanges. They were kind of sassy on Main. They were kind of shading each other with statements. UMG was pressing TikTok on three issues, which was appropriate compensation, protecting humans from AI, and online safety. And they claimed that TikTok only made up 1% of their total revenue, which I don't know. But I think you can't calculate that because
because it translates.
I think TikTok inspires you to find artists and stuff.
Yeah.
Like maybe the actual stream of the song is only 1%, but I think you learn through who artists are through TikTok and then you buy their merch and whatever.
Yeah, it translates to streaming and affects the charts.
Yeah, you can't really calculate that.
I say good riddance. I know that that's a hot take. But here's my whole thing. I feel like someone like Taylor doesn't need TikTok streams. And like all of this from these big artists, like the content and like songs going viral is because of the audience. Like it's fans that are driving your streams up. It's fans that are supporting your music and making, you know, Heavy Metal Lover by Lady Gaga go viral 10 plus years later. Like the fans are doing this. And I say good riddance. Like this leaves room now for independent artists to get their music heard. It leaves room for people who aren't signed to a big label with big money backing them to get noticed and have their songs trend and their songs go viral. I don't know. I think it's a good opportunity for new artists. Like Cruel Summer, for example, from Taylor, trended on TikTok and charted. And that was that's because of the audience. So it's just like a slap in the face to the fans. It's like the fans are doing the work for you. Like,
Yeah. I mean, there's so many affected that I don't find it realistic that it'll be for long. Like Bad Bunny, Drake, Ariana, Billy, SZA, Taylor. Like that's just, it's crazy. Like I just don't think it'll last very long. Regardless, I think it'll still, like you said, this is user generated content results in these things going viral, aside from the industry plant accusations aside. So I feel like, well, we'll still send music up. Maybe it just won't be those artists.
Yeah.
But I was sad because I'm pretty sure Sophie Ellis Bextor is affected. She posted a video and she was like, she pointed at her number one on TikTok and she was like, well, it was good while it lasted. Yeah, she's got a video here.
That's wild.
Pointing at the top 50 of the music charts. Mm-hmm.
Right. And it's like because of TikTok and because of, I mean, Saltburn and fans loving it. Now you're charting and now. So.
No, I know. Well, it all comes down to greed, greedy featuring Ariana. But Yeah, it sucks. I feel bad for the lower tier artists who are affected. Like, obviously, Taylor's fine, Bad Bunny's fine. But yeah, I think there's too many, like, who have, like, UMG licensing who are, like, not superstar performers. That sucks for. Yeah, we'll see, though. It'll sort itself out, I'm sure.
Yeah. TikTok's kind of a mess right now.
It really is. I think it's got bigger issues on its hands. It's trying to be YouTube. It's trying to instill this idea of using horizontal videos, which is literally...
No. It's so funny.
I saw
to
a good
me.
Video that was like, can every platform stop trying to be every platform? It's their downfall every time.
It's true.
We like you for your uniqueness, and then you try and be the other thing. And then it's like, okay.
Yeah, TikTok is now, obviously, for those who use it, it's vertical video. And now all of a sudden, they are pushing out horizontal. If you make a horizontal video that is over 10 minutes long, you will get boosted by the algorithm. And also photo sets, like carousels.
Yeah, and so they're trying to hit Instagram and YouTube at once.
Yeah.
Well, I think they're driving most people away because of the TikTok shop alone. They're hawking this shitty $1 Alex Earl selfie light products until...
Oh, the fucking selfie light.
The selfie light. Why do they call it the Alex Earl? It's like, it's not hers.
I can't... Every other fucking TikTok
the selfie
is...
light every...
You guys, why?
Guys?
And it's just like, which, by the
why
way,
are
I
you
have a selfie
videos
light.
Without the Alex Earl selfie light.
I do have a selfie light, not sponsored. It is great. And it's portable and it's flat and it's rechargeable and it has like all the different modes. It's great. But like, I don't need to see an ad every three.
It's so ad heavy. TikToks. It's so late capitalism. It's very bleak.
Ugh. We'll see.
We used to just be dancing in the house and now there's this.
Well, if you are looking for a UMG song, don't worry. Trisha Paytas has you covered. She's been sitting there covering every song that's like a UMG artist.
She sure has.
And the Lana one was actually really funny. And people,
it really was.
People are using it. And so that's why it's like you can pull your music off of TikTok, but like the audience will find a new way to be funny. Like they will move on without you.
The Trisha one's going to go so viral that they start getting pissed and they're like, no, we have to come back to the table because now this is starting to like become too much of a thing and she'll make money from that because it's not an official recording.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, there's greed will ultimately bring them back, I think.
I agree. Also, Big Ange, old clips of because of Mob Wives aesthetic, which, Trisha did also do a Mob Wives look and it was a serve and she did voiceover of a Big Ange sound. But Gen Z is now discovering Big Ange, and my heart is so happy because you all know if you are a reality TV GIFs OG Tumblr follower, you know that like Big Ange is my fave.
Yep.
I literally quit Tumblr like after she passed away because I was like, I can't even look at my own website anymore. This makes me so sad. Mm-hmm. But to see this resurgence is bringing me a lot of joy.
I know. This is the new thing on TikTok.
Yeah. Also, there is a now deleted TikTok that I wanted to shout out. I won't say the name because I feel like if she deleted it, you know, she doesn't want it talked about. But anyway, there was a teacher who did a What's In and Out with high schoolers in 2024. She teaches juniors and seniors, and she did it was a very long video about like all the fashion trends and what they think is cool. And I thought it was really interesting to like listen to. She said that none of them watch TV. They are all YouTube watchers, which then made me think about like why TikTok is pushing horizontal video.
Mm-hmm.
She also said that Stanleys are over and are not cool with high schoolers.
Okay.
There's something called like an Odwalla or like, I don't know, something.
Odwalla.
Something like that. And then at the end, she says, oh, and all of them love Wendy Williams, and they all want Wendy Williams back. They all talk about Wendy Williams.
Wow.
And I was like, what?
That's crazy.
Yeah. And said that, like, pajama is, like, the new fashion look. It's, like, all about comfort. And, yeah, I just thought it was, like, interesting to see, you know, the Gen Z trends.
Yeah, that is crazy. Although I'm not surprised, and queen of Gen Z herself, Renee Rapp, was also... speaking about Wendy in her interview. So I guess that checks out.
Well, guess what sound wasn't removed from TikTok?
Which one?
Wendy's groove.
Oh, yes. Your Virgo's Groove Wendy mashup.
Yes. And guess who did a TikTok to it? I was shook.
This is crazy.
Tuve Lou did a TikTok.
Tuve Lou?
To Wendy's
Period.
Groove.
Period.
It is like, and now my sound is getting like a boost again. It's been
that.
Out for over a year, and Tuve Lou did a TikTok to it. She's an icon. She's a legend. She is the moment. Mm-hmm. That whole. Then we go to the gay club, and who do I see as soon as they get in the door? I will say though, that mashup is so fucking funny. Like looking back on it a year later, I'm like, oh holy shit, that's so funny. Like I really did that.
You did do that.
Yeah.
Ahead of your time.
In hindsight.
We will be, of course, we'll be discussing Wendy more in the after show as well.
Yes. Yes, everyone. If you can't get enough of us every single week, the conversation always continues in the after show. After every show. It is exclusive on our Patreon over at patreon.com/legendsonly. Oh, where can you find that?
patreon.com/legends.
Where can I listen to that, though? Do you have a link?
Oh,
no, I'm kidding. Sorry, I'm joking about that.
You guys have an after show? Yeah.
Oh, you have a podcast?
Can you screenshot that for me and send it?
I will say it is like, I kind of get it. Like, it is hard to find. And also, Instagram, and again, this is not proven fact, so don't take this as fact, but a little birdie told me that if you link out in an Instagram story to another website, that they will subdue your views, that it goes out to less people because they want you to stay in the app. So if you link out to a podcast or if you link out to a YouTube video, you'll notice a dip in your Instagram stories impressions. So maybe that's why people aren't seeing things.
Maybe, but that's like a big part of my job too.
Yeah.
So I don't know. Who knows?
But anyway, we do have an after show every single week. And this week we have a lot to discuss. We'll be discussing the Wendy Williams Lifetime Special commercial, Reba. We have news from Adele, Charlie, Miley, Lana, Sia, Kylie. There's a lot actually to discuss.
There's a lot actually.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So thank you to all of our supporters over on Patreon, our legends and our icons. You can listen to that there. And if you have trouble finding it, you can DM us. It's fine.
It's fine.
Yes.
You can.
And you can also join our Discord if you are a Patreon supporter. And we have a very active community there. It's better than Twitter.
Yeah.
And yeah, so let's get into the new music of the week, shall we? Well, that little pig bitch is back again with a surprise album drop. She pulled a Beyonce.
A little ham.
Little bacon bitch. Peppa Pig is back with PP4, mind you.
Some of these girls wish they could be as prolific.
Honestly, a lot of these girls have not made to number two.
They haven't.
But PP4 is out. It's called Cinema Party. And I don't know if you heard the one song, but it's not even Peppa singing. Like, she fully has, like, other singers doing her songs for her.
Christina Milian is singing for Peppa Pig.
It's not Peppa. And she's just chiming along, being like, yeah, let's go.
Oh my gosh, she's too booked and busy?
Yeah, she just phoned in some voice lines.
Not us getting PP4 before R9.
Yeah, yeah, Peppa Marie is singing.
Wow. Well, she does have, it looks like, an accompanying movie planned for February in honor of her 20th anniversary. This is the one with Mrs. Leppard.
Oh.
AKA Katy Perry.
She hasn't aged a day in 20 years.
She hasn't. I wonder what she uses.
La Roche Pig.
La Roche Pig, eh?
Yeah. Oh, is La Roche Posay French?
Yep.
Oh.
And it means
the,
I don't know,
something. Maybe it's not French.
I think it's like actually a, no, it is.
Oh.
It's in France. Like the actual place is called La Roche-Posay.
Oh. La Femme.
A soothing water sourced in the town of La Roche-Posay, France.
Ooh.
Oh, maybe you should visit La Roche-Posay.
Oh my God, sponsored.
Yes.
Hey,
grand
girls.
Trip.
Flew 9 hours to get a new salicylic acid new, like, wash.
You'll be like the new canceled Shein factory tour, and you'll be like, love their products, and they really love their workers here. They only work 16 hours a week. It's a day, I mean.
Yeah, we'll see. Where was I going with this? Oh, speaking of French, I think this is French. So on TikTok, now that UMG has pulled all their big artists, I got a new artist recommended in my FYP via a photo post and dove into this song, into this album, and I am obsessed, which is why I love TikTok, because it's how I find all my new music. The artist is Lamant, L-A-M-A-N-T. The song is called Need a Break. The album is called Lamant Loves You. It is vibey, deep house, late night, sexy. It is such a fucking vibe. I wanted to recommend it to everybody. And yeah, I literally think it's because I was on French Talk. I got this, it was a photo set of a night photo of the Empire State Building, not Empire, oh my God, the Eiffel Tower at night. And then the next one was like wine bottles on a table with candles. And then the next one was like a Paris street at night. It was like very Paris vibes.
Well, all signs are leading to you being the girl who does go to Paris. So
yeah,
you will be there
soon.
Soon.
I still can't really say much in French, but
you'll be fine. You'll be fine.
Un hamburger. I'm literally just gonna. Oh, El Mang means she ate. Oh,
that's
no,
all you need.
Or is it? I need to work on it.
I got no French in me. I just got.
Oh,
I could tell you this. Well. Actually, yeah, no.
Je sois un passivo.
Je suis?
Oh, yeah. Is it just sweet or sois? Sweet. Oh. Oh, I'm flopping. Whatever. I think it's sois. Je sois un passivo. I am a bottom.
S-U-I-S?
Yeah.
Sweet. Je suis.
Je suis. Okay. Mm-hmm. Je suis un passivo.
Voulez-vous coucher avec moi?
Yeah. I'm practicing. Okay. I've only been doing it for a week.
We've got that. We've got je suis désolé.
Merci.
Ici.
Thank you. I know that because of Overwatch, actually. Widowmaker, she's French. And when you heal her, she's a fucking bitch all the time. Mm-hmm. She says, merci. I'm like, yeah, you're welcome, you bitch. She's Kavan, actually. Anyway, the album's called Lamont Loves You. It is such a vibe. Dig into Need a Break and also Do You Still. Also, another recommendation I have for this week is from Jazzy, who we've shouted out before. She has another song that she's adding on to this era called Shooting Star, and it is a fucking bop.
Love, 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 love that kind of stuff.
El Mang. I think I was practicing this, so is it El Mange? Je.
El Mange.
I have to practice my vowels. El Mange. She eats. I'm just going to walk around saying hamburger and El Mange to everything.
It's all you need, honestly.
Yeah.
Wow. I cannot wait to hear how your French adventure goes with this knowledge.
I am excited. It also makes me feel smart. Like, when you do the Duolingo, there's ones where you have to, like, write into it. Like, you don't just hit a button and select, like, a multiple choice. You have to type it out and fill in the blanks. And I was acing everything, and I was like, wow.
Well, you know what else I know? Omelette du fromage. She's omelette.
Oh.
Because of Dexter. There was like an episode. Omelette du fromage. Yeah. So you've got plenty. You've got plenty to work with.
Yeah. We'll see how this journey goes.
Well, while you're figuring out how to say things in French.
Heidi Montag.
Also.
Dave Audet. Is Audet French?
Born in L.A.
Oh. But Audet has to be from something because there's the...
Maybe. Yeah, yeah.
Anyway, he has new remixes out for Heidi Montag's release of Touch Me.
This shook me. I did not think she was commissioning remixes for Touch Me.
No, same. And it's so fucking good.
It's good.
It's like he has not lost his magic.
His touch,
yeah.
You could say. It's true. Just like right on par with like Pussycat When I Grow Up and stuff.
Yeah, because a lot of his mixes have been either they never made it to streaming or what?
You're right.
Because he did 12 days of Dave All Day for Christmas and literally just put out zip files of all his mixes that have been like, you know, pulled off YouTube or whatnot.
Yeah, he's excellent. I still think we need to get a little internship with him.
I know. I have
apprenticeship.
I have two draft notes apps of pitches or like emails. I have to.
Oh.
Yeah, I haven't sent them yet, but.
Emails I can't send. You need to just send them.
I know. We'll get there.
We'll get there one day. I'd like to give some shout outs. There's some exciting comebacks this week. First, I'd like to shout out the legendary Pet Shop Boys, who are back with a new song called Loneliness. This is quintessential Pet Shop Boys, in my opinion. It's very exciting because they are working for the first time with James Ford. James Ford worked on Jessie Ware's What's Your Pleasure, and I feel like this song sounds like if the song squeaked into What's Your Pleasure, but done by the Pet Shop Boys, it kind of sounds like that. He's done like Arctic Monkeys, Gorillaz. This comes with a music video that kind of gives Saltburn meets Call Me By Your Name, and it's a lot of... I was actually rattled by this video because I didn't expect it to be so horny. It kind of reminds me of their video for Domino Dancing. It's like model-esque men in relationships or like partying, but they're like giving each other glances and then having sort of looking over the stall moments in the bathroom, discreet making out, like there's like a glory hole suggestion. It gets very like porny, and I'm like, oh, longing and yearning and gay angst, and it's kind of quintessential Pet Shop Boys as well. And yeah, I'm very pleased with this. Love them. Love their writing. The album is going to be called Nonetheless. I love the visuals for this. They're so consistent after 4 decades in the industry since West End Girls. And yeah, I'm really excited to hear this new album. It's a song about like, it's melancholy, but it's very like, who are you going to run to from loneliness? And when are you going to finally say yes? It's very uplifting, but
relatable.
Melancholy. Yeah. It's trying to push you into finding your bliss.
Oh.
So there's that. Then there is the return of Disco D herself. Kylie is not the only Minogue having a good time this year. Dani Minogue is back with a new single called Thinking About Us with this new Aussie producer DJ Autone. This is his first original production, actually.
Ooh.
Very inspiring for rising producers. That Dani will just hop on a track with someone new. That's very cool. Yeah, it's called Thinking About Us. It is an up-tempo bop about, oddly, like, breaking up because you know that you're not mentally there yet and you need some single time, but you'll check back in on that in a little while. Because usually a breakup song is like, you're the problem, fuck you, I'm finally free. This song's like, I'm gonna get back to you, I'm unwell. Which... I actually like that spin on
self-aware
things, and it's very positive. Yes, it's a very self-aware bop. Music video is coming by the time this episode drops. Apparently, it has references to her old videos, so that'll make me gag. And yeah, as we famously know, I was a Dani Stani truly before a Kylie fan. Ever since I had my hands on Neon Nights when I encountered it at Spin Street in Mohegan Sun, I dove in. Of course, I knew Kylie and loved the music, but like I went hard for Dani at the beginning. So yes, very excited. And hopefully more to come, because she's going to be hosting I Kissed a Girl after the success of I Kissed a Boy and having all these lesbians match up. So hopefully there'll be a theme song for that.
Slay. Speaking of lesbians, did we ever talk about that Netflix show? We did, right?
The queer version of...
Queer Love?
The Ultimatum?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
We talked about that, right?
We did, yeah, yeah. I feel like people really liked it.
It was so good.
The Ultimatum was fun. And, like, a horrible concept. It's like, we might get married, but if you fuck this person, do you want to be with them instead?
Yeah. And then the drama that happened at... Oh, my God, it was so good. I need more.
Yeah. Yeah, honestly. I've been watching a lot of clips of Love on the Spectrum, actually. Season 2 that just came out. It's about people on the spectrum who are dating. And I don't know if you've ever seen Abby. She's, like, a popular character on TikTok. Not character, but personality. but it's different levels of autism people dating, and it is the most pure. I tear up like watching so many of these clips. Like, they're just out on dates and just the pureness of their like interactions and being like, do you like animals too? And they just like bond over things. And but it also shows different spectrum versions of pairing, so it's like inclusive of different types of autism. And I've been watching a lot of the contestants since speak out about the show and that they had a positive experience with it. So yeah, it came out a few years ago, and then there's a season two. And yeah, I don't know, I think it's a very heartwarming show. Check out the clips if they come up on TikTok, because I just spoke it into the universe, so now you'll probably end up seeing it.
Probably, yeah, my phone's listening.
There's like there was a sweet lesbian date that I watched that was like, it warmed my heart. One brought like cookies, one brought her a crystal bracelet, and they were so, it was just so sweet. Yeah.
Oh, we love anyway, love.
We love, it was very like, this is what it's all about. It's just so well-intentioned and sweet.
I know.
I would say.
Isn't it so crazy seeing people like in love? I'm like, oh.
Yeah, I know.
I saw the most beautiful man on the subway the other day.
Yeah.
And it reminded me of like how nice it is to get out of the house. You know, I'm like, I was just blown away.
I just had that. Well, I just went on an amazing date, actually. That reminded me that like it is possible to feel feelings and butterflies, which was actually one of my resolutions of 2024. This is like a long.
Oh, so that's
story,
where she got the cold.
That's what I was thinking, too. Except he's not sick, so I don't know how this happened, but. Sometimes you could be reminded that you're not totally dead inside.
Always a good feeling.
But then again, which is my MO, it was a visitor that I've already known, like, who has visited New York before. So it was like a fleeting see you when I see you moment. I tend to always fall for geographically impossible suitors.
Well,
and maybe that's part of the
planes
allure.
Exist. Like,
they do exist. But that was nice. I don't know how we've gotten here. Yeah. But yeah, that was...
Netflix. Not sponsored. Anywho. Oh, also, just sub note, we did make a Traders channel on our Discord, because apparently this is, like, taking over. I have been
informed
that I need to watch. I also saw somebody say that this is, like, the best reality TV comeback of a show, or, like... new show in a very long time. I'm like, oh
yeah, people are going absolutely insane for it, and I've watched every viral clip, and I can see what I need to just like accept it and watch the show.
Yeah.
But even with no context, I'm just like, oh, Phaedra.
Is it like the game where what's it called, that card game where it's like two people at the table are the killer,
right? Yeah.
And you don't know, and they have to like lie and scheme to get other people eliminated. I don't know. I need to dig into it.
Yeah. It features a group of contestants in a game similar to the party game Mafia.
Oh, okay. I've played that.
A small group of contestants become the traitors and must work to eliminate the other contestants to win the grand prize. The remaining are the faithfuls and are tasked with discovering and banishing the traitors.
Interesting.
It's kind of like the mole, kind of like, yeah, it's Mafia.
I've played that before, and I was one of the killers, and I literally slayed the game. I got everyone eliminating other people. I was really good at
it. I would not be surprised. Yeah. Yes. It's like Among Us, too.
She's an actor. Oh. Oh, God. Remember that one time, were you playing with us when Jake, like, popped into the vent and was like, oh, sorry, yeah. Jake. I know Jake's probably listening to this. One of our friends, we were playing Among Us, and it was one of the funniest things I've ever heard in my life. If you know, so like the killers can go into vents, and all of a sudden, like on the Discord channel, you just hear, what does this vent do? And then like, so funny. Oh, it was like one of the funniest things ever. We love Jake. Shout out to Jake.
Shout out to Jake.
Okay, anyway. Well, there's probably Swifties among us. To wrap this
up. Speaking of weeding out the evil, we got to.
Taylor Swift has changed her profile picture to black and white.
I know this might be this might be real old news, depending on how the Grammys go, because my prediction is she's going to say something.
About what? Her song's getting pulled off TikTok?
No, I think Reputation, Taylor's version is coming, and I think she'll make an announcement tonight when she wins a Grammy. That's my prediction.
Interesting.
Or just drop it, because her whole mantra is there will be no explanation, only Reputation. So, like, she could, but she's not the type of girl to do a surprise album drop, but if she did, it would be this one.
Yeah. She would go number one next week if she surprise dropped it.
Oh, she'd go number one either way.
Yeah.
But yeah, this, I can see, like, if Travis is in the Super Bowl and you drop an album, like, the power that that has, like, it's gonna go crazy.
I would save it for the Super Bowl.
Yeah, maybe she'll say it's next week.
No, it's also crazy about this whole thing. She is getting ripped by, like, the media, or, like, right-wing media and, like, all of that. Taylor, you don't need a good lawyer, but, like, you 1,000% have a defamation lawsuit that could end certain people. I say do it, is my opinion.
True.
Like, she has a defamation case, because I watched a lawyer break it down. They pulled all the examples. Like, literally the fans did the work for you. You have a defamation case. I say go for it. It would be so kvant. It also leans into the whole Reputation vibe.
Yeah.
It's giving Reputation vibes.
It is.
So I say get that snake out of the closet, dust her off, and send her out. That would be so kvant.
It really is. It's definitely that time. So I think it's a matter of
when.
When, not if.
Yeah.
Yeah, because her inner circle started changing their profile photos to black and white, and people panicked, and now she did. So I feel like...
I agree.
Delicate featuring Travis Kelce coming soon.
Oh, please no. Don't ruin that classic with a man.
We'll see.
Well, everyone, thank you for joining for another week. And we'll do something to catch up on the Grammys. I don't know what. We'll figure it out.
Yeah, regardless, we'll be on the Discord chatting.
Yeah, we will be on our live channel. I mean, well, duh, it'll have already happened by the time you're listening to this. Yeah. But anyway, it is time for the after show. We have a lot to discuss. Again, you can find that at patreon.com/legendsonly. Or if you want to support here, you can leave a 5-star review. Follow us on Spotify and Apple Podcasts and Instagram. And until next week,
we will
see you
soon.
Touchdown.
It was like a snake.
Super Bowl's next week?
It is.
Okay. Work. Yeah. Oh my God. We're going to see Usher perform. Yeah.
I know. This is the first Super Bowl in history where the person who's like in attendance will outshine the halftime performer. It's crazy.
Well, I mean, Usher's probably glad. More people tuned
in. Honestly, yeah. It probably takes the heat. You're so right. It probably is like, you know what? They're all going to be focused on her. I'm going to put on a killer show.
Yeah. And more people are going to be watching.
Yeah. Good point.
Stream, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, everyone. We'll see you in the after show. Bye.
See you in the after show.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much. But when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
If you're looking for plump lips that last, you need to know about Juvederm lip fillers. With Juvederm Volbella XC and Juvederm Ultra XC, your lip look, whether it's subtle or bold, can last up to 1 full year with optimal treatment and no additional maintenance. Find a licensed specialist and see if it's right for you at Juvederm.com today. That's Juvederm.com. Add fullness to lips in adults over 21 with Juvederm Volbella XC or Juvederm Ultra XC. Do not use if you have severe allergies or a history of severe allergic reactions, or if you're allergic to lidocaine or the proteins used in Juvederm. Tell your doctor if you have a history of scarring or taking medicines that decrease the body's immune response or that can prolong bleeding. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. As with all fillers, there's a rare risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. For full important safety information, visit Juvederm.com.